This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. Congressman Tom Perriello joins me on the long line. He is literally, as we speak, you're just off the House floor, right?
I am indeed, but I'm very interested to see if when you talk to Larry later today, he can work on extending that term of mine to 4 years like you talked about.
That is his recommendation, is it not?
I think he wants up to 3 4-year terms with a 12-year limit, I believe, is his proposal, but
and
I'm not sure.
I think he also wants term limits on Supreme Court justices. His argument, of course, is that it was never the intention of the founding fathers to see folks on those federal benches for decades.
Well, certainly a timely topic here as we head. I'm actually staring at the Supreme Court as we speak. I'm out on the front steps of the Capitol, an absolutely beautiful view if people have a chance to get up to Washington this time of year, and we're seeing what we can do to make a little difference on getting this economy turned around and as we head into Memorial Day.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. He represents Virginia's 5th District. And we're honored to have him on the program. All right, let's talk a little economy, a little veterans, of course, going into Memorial Day. Got to ask you first, though, just update us on the stimulus package and any local angles, things that you want us to know about vis-a-vis went through Congress and putting some federal money to stimulate the economy in our region.
Well, you know, we've really been working hard, and it's coming in waves. We had the original significant allocations for education to really try to keep the schools open, get a little going to law enforcement. We've had some follow-up with some of the highway expenses, particularly to reinforce some bridges in Nelson and some other areas, some real opportunities there, weatherization, which can help with affordable housing and the environment, and just generally trying to get construction going again. And one of the most important things we can do to get this economy turned around, we've known from the start, is to start getting lending going again. But, of course, we don't want that lending going to people who really don't have a chance of paying it back. So we're trying to put the rules in place, and I think those rules will create the predictability to get things moving again.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. The phone lines are open if you've got a question for your congressman. It's 977-1070. You speak about lending and paying it back. What's your take on this whole all the credit card credit card rules?
Well, I actually think it's one of the most important things we've done since I got up there. It's, you know, between the predatory lending bill and the credit card bill, it's two things that, frankly, if these had been done 10 years ago, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. Some people are concerned, but some people will have a harder time getting credit. But I think that's just the people who probably shouldn't have been getting those loans in the first place. But the most important thing is for the speculators, for the people trying to move those mortgages up the line, chop them up into derivatives. They've got to keep a little skin in the game. They have to keep the liability. That was the kind of speculation that drove us into this madness, and I think we're going to see that cut off. On the personal consumer side, you know, right now if you go down to the appliance store and buy a toaster, you know that when you plug it in, it's not going to blow up. But you don't know the same thing about a credit card, about consumer lending products. And we finally put some good common sense regulations in place. They're not going to kick in until next year. I would have liked to see them kick in a little sooner. But, you know, it's real simple things, Coy, like saying that if you offer a rate to start, you got to offer it for at least 6 months. And then give 45 days written notice if you're going to change the rate on the person. You can't change the rates retroactively. You know, you just can't trick and trap people into these products. And I think that's what the consumer deserves, and I think that's what this is going to deliver. And luckily, if not surprisingly, we seem to have gotten it through the Senate as well.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello live from the U.S. Capitol. And give us your thoughts about the very latest on national security, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq, whatever you've seen coming across your desk most recently that is a priority.
Well, I think that the president has gotten off to a great start on national security in terms of really asking the questions and resetting the strategy in terms of Afghanistan and Pakistan in a way that wasn't happening before. The last two administrations, the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, had really been kind of played like fiddles by the Pakistani government. And I think President Obama has finally been negotiating from strength and not from weakness like the last two. And what we're seeing is a challenge to their assumption of a containment strategy, i.e., if we just contain the extremists between the Tiber River and the AFPAC border, we'll be fine. And, you know, we were funneling a lot of money into that country while they were basically supporting these guys as long as they stayed in that territory. I think we've been able to force them out of that strategy and into an engagement strategy, partly because things have not been going well there in terms of the Taliban's offensive. What that creates is an opportunity for us to finally get them on as a real partner, and I think that's one of the two most important things we need to do to get Afghanistan under control. The second is to finally challenge the corruption and stand on the side of good governance so that there's something for Afghans to be for. The last administration, unfortunately, aligned us with a lot of the most corrupt and hated people in the country, and that's really made it very difficult for us to operate. What we've learned is, you know, you got to lead with a smart political strategy, and then the military can do its job to shore it up. We still haven't made some of the tough decisions I think we need to make there in terms of really challenging the culture of corruption that we in some ways helped to exacerbate. But we're fighting a fight in the right place. I think we've got an incredible A team there in terms of the quality of the military leadership and the political leadership, and it may get rough before it gets better, but I think we're on the right course there, and that's going to be real important for our country's security down the road.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello live from Washington, and the phone lines are open if you've got a question, 977-1070. Rick is waiting on the line, too, in Charlottesville. Rick, you're on with Congressman Perriello. Go right ahead.
Congressman, I was pleased to find out that you're a co-sponsor of H.R. 1207, Congressman Ron Paul's bill calling for auditing the Federal Reserve. And I was wondering if you could explain why you support the bill and what do you think the effect of it would be?
Thank you for your call, and you know it's a concern that really has come from a lot of citizens in the district, and I try to be responsive to that. I have not been happy with a lot of decisions the Fed has made in not just this particular crisis, but really in some of the policies that got us there. And this is a one-time audit of the Fed to for us to really pull back the veil on some of what goes on, and I think some of the claims of what we don't need to know about are unconvincing to me. To me, the more transparent government is in a democracy, the stronger it is. And I think we see that through so many different sectors of our governing. So to me, this is something where citizens have a right to know about this, and the one-time audit will tell us a lot. And we can't know what the impact's going to be until we know what we find out from the audit. But you know, it is a place where I think Ron Paul's got a point, and I'm more than happy to sign up with folks when I think they have a good idea.
Do you think the bill has a good chance of passing?
Well, you know, a couple of months ago, people thought it had no chance at all and was just one of these things. But, you know, there's been some momentum. I've helped get some other Democrats to consider it. And the fury that's out there right now, the anger towards I think the Fed and towards some of those making the real financial sector policies is very strong. And I think some of it is unconstructive, but a lot of it is very constructive. People are asking good questions that need answers. So, you know, we'll see. I'm only a few months into my time up here, and so I can't tell you whether it's going to pass or not. The odds are against it passing, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Hey Rick, what would you like to see happen as a result of this, assuming it's passed?
Well, I'd like it to be a model for transparency across government at all levels. The more we know about what government is doing, the better off we are.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Rick, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And, Coy, as you probably know, this was one of the issues that folks brought to me during the meeting with the Tea Party crowd, and we had a good time over in our office in Charlottesville. And, again, we definitely didn't see eye to eye on everything, but the important thing was we could actually have that exchange of ideas, and in places we agreed, we're excited to walk forward together. And I think part of the problem in our politics is when we stop engaging with one another, it's really easy to start – dehumanizing one another and assuming the worst. So I really appreciated the what people brought to the table there, even though, again, there's some real disagreements, and it was a good thing.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. Rick, thank you for calling. We got a phone line open at 977-1070 if you've got a question. We are going into a glorious Memorial Day weekend where we, of course, will all stop and remember the sacrifices that are made by those who have served this nation and our communities across this country. What are your thoughts about what's being done, the latest for veterans in Washington?
I kind of came in and out there. You're asking what we're doing for veterans at this point?
Right, right.
You know, it's both it's a very exciting time. I am proud to be on the Veterans Affairs Committee, not just because, obviously, the sacrifice people have made, but also because it's a bipartisan committee where there's a lot of interest in working together to get things done. Some examples of that, we're doing serious work to address the issue of suicide prevention and PTSD and TBI, something that we're all very concerned about. Another thing we're really keeping our eye on right now is that the unemployment rate for returning Iraq and Afghanistan war vets right now has gone over 11%. And so people are coming back after serving. They're finding the jobs that they left are no longer there. Often they're facing a home that's in foreclosure. Tremendous strain on the families. So I've been leading an effort to expand the GI Bill benefits that Senator Webb did such a good job of modernizing last year for those who want to go to college, and say, hey, what I'm hearing is people who want to learn a vocational or skills trade that could help them go from a minimum wage job to a living wage job, or from no job at all to entering the workforce. And so we are looking to expand that with on-the-job training and apprenticeship programs. We actually had a hearing today on this and had got the support of all the major veteran service organizations that were present, so we're excited and are hearing the same thing from their members, that there's this real interest in addressing the employment crisis. And I think that's something we've got to look at, as well as obviously the mental and physical health issues that we all know are there.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. So what's front burner for you right now? I'm curious. You're near the House floor as we speak. What are you voting on this afternoon?
Well, it's probably not the most exciting debate people will watch today. It's about the Federal Aviation Authority and needing to update some of the and that's our call to vote.
There you go.
our security regs and some investments in the infrastructure there. I don't imagine it's one people will be replaying on SportsCenter tonight, but that doesn't mean it isn't important. You know, this is something where we need to be regularly updating these investments to ensure that security. So, but we've also, you know, worked in the last couple of days. I think there's been such an emphasis and urgency on the credit card reforms and getting at these predatory lending problems that are really crushing our families. So I think that's been a real focus for us at this point.
Congressman Tom Perriello, live in Washington. We'll let you go and do your job. We appreciate your service.
All right. Thanks so much, Coy.
Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.